All right, today we are sitting down right now with Brett the Hitman Hart here down in the Calgary office. And Brett, for the past 10 years, you have been promoting men's health. How does it feel to be hitting that milestone?
I've had such a great experience with doing all this stuff with the Man Van and going out and promoting the importance of people getting checked. Prostate cancer, it's one of those things that a lot of people just put it off all the time, but it's so critical, especially if you're old, after 40, you need to get checked if you can every year, because it's one of those things that can creep up on you. And it's a really simple thing. You just go down and get some blood work done and get your PSA levels checked. It can save you a lot of headache down the road if it turns out that your PSA levels are a little higher than you anticipated. For me, it was one of those things when I had prostate cancer that my levels were going up a little bit every year. So I was able to sort of foresee that it was coming, that I was eventually going to have to get some prostate cancer surgery and all that kind of stuff. But it's so important to get checked. I mean, getting checked is the first step. If you go down and check and your PSA levels are low or fine, then you know you're good. But if you want to maybe save yourself a lot of headache and heartache down the road, you should come down and get checked. And that way you have peace of mind.
Speaking of that peace of mind, now, I know a lot of people, when they think about getting their prostate checked, they always think of the guy saying, okay, bend over, and you hear the snapping of a glove. But thankfully, it's been a lot more streamlined where you just get some blood work.
Yeah, there's none of that. There's none of the glove is not part of this. This is just some blood work. It's very simple and very clear cut.
Point now, I'm a younger guy, and just as well, because one of the things the Man Van does that's fantastic is they do a wellness check for not just those who are coming to get things checked, but even for younger people that are 18 or older. And then recently, the Let's Talk Week, there was a stat that was being put around a lot of that. 1 in 4 young men are facing mental health, and they're in mental health crisis, especially with your athletic ability and what you've done a lot in the community. What is something you would tell younger guys about taking time to get help, especially for their mental health?
Well, just it's self-awareness. You need to stay ahead of the curve all the time. And sometimes you might not realize that the stress you're under and the things that you're dealing with. And it's just so important to keep a check on your mental health on top of everything else in your life. It's right there. It's something you can do. And it's just really important to do if you can every year.
With a lot of your journey as a pro wrestler, but even as well going through the process of fighting cancer, how did you keep your spirits up and keep your mental health in check?
You know, you just got to believe in the system and believe in people that are like right now, where the people are telling you to get checked, come down, come to the Man Van, and let professionals just hear you out and give you a chance to clear that off your list of things to do. And a lot of people put it off all the time, or I'll get it done next year. And it's like, so important to just to take care of yourself now.
For those folks that are just tuning in right now, this is Nephew Keith sitting down right now with Brett the Hitman Hart here, talking about an upcoming event that's going to be going on in the city of Calgary. This is all going to be going down February 15th at the Sunridge Mall from 1 to 3. People are going to come out. You're also going to be there.
Oh, I'm going to be there, and I look forward to every year. We have a bigger turnout than we did the year before, and that's over the last 10 years. We've probably saved a lot of people a lot of grief and heartache, testing them and giving them peace of mind that it's not an issue. And then there's a lot of people that get the red flag, and it's like time to get checked, and your PSA levels are climbing, and you get that self-awareness, and then you can get it taken care of. I think every year we save a considerable number of people, and it's all based on the turnout, and we get a great turnout. And, you know, I don't often get a chance to, you know, sign autographs and meet fans right here in my hometown. It's not that normal for me to sign autographs somewhere in Calgary. But, you know, we always get a good turnout, and I meet a lot of people that go back to the old Stampede Wrestling days, the old WWE, WF days, and even going back to school and growing up in the southwest part of the city. It's, you never know who you're going to meet. I always enjoy it. And, you know, I'm happy to meet a lot of my old fans that sometimes I have a good memory for faces, so I hope a lot of my fans from whatever decade come out.
Even with the newer fans, too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, Brett, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come chat with us today and letting us know more about this amazing event, and as well helping promote men's health here in the city of Calgary.
My pleasure.